spike in deaths and infections from a new strain of coronavirus after the disease's epicenter of Hubei province changed detection methods. They now use computerized body scans instead of laboratory tests, boosting the total confirmed cases across China to about 60,000. The disease has spread to more than 20 countries, with Japan reporting its first death. She is the third confirmed fatality outside of mainland China after deaths in the Philippines and Hong Kong. AP's Jackie Quinn tells us a second person evacuated from China because of coronavirus tested positive in Southern California.
The Centers for Disease Control says this isn't surprising that another evacuee flown to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar from Wuhan, China, has tested positive for coronavirus.
Most of the disease is in China. However, we can and should be prepared for this new virus to gain a foothold in the U.S.
Dr. Nancy Messonnier says this patient is now in isolation at a San Diego hospital, as is a woman who was mistakenly released but had to return after testing found her positive. Hundreds of people, including State Department families, are in quarantine at military bases in California, Texas, and Nebraska. And by the way, for people who are out in search of a face mask,
CDC does not currently recommend the use of face masks for the general public. This virus is not spreading in the community.
Admitting, though, that could change. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As international airlines have canceled flights to China amid fear over the coronavirus, Africa's largest air carrier, Ethiopian Airlines, has refused to do so. Despite mounting pressure, Ethiopian Airlines' CEO says there's no proof canceling flights would help contain the virus. He stressed the need for screening and cooperation with Chinese authorities. For more on this and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's transitional government says it has signed an agreement with families of